The City of Covington is hosting several events this week in hopes of using community stakeholders' opinions to revamp the zoning ordinance. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ambriel Crutchfield. Doug Ludwig owns several properties on Covington's west side. At a community meeting earlier this week, he expressed concern about understanding the language in the current ordinance to a consultant.
I was able to navigate through. Ultimately, it was with great difficulty, but I was able to find enough nuances, I guess would be the term.
Using mirrors and other materials, Ludwig wants to construct a building that looks like a boat floating through water. He says after looking over the current ordinance, the coding allowed for an art studio in residential areas, but not what he was looking to build. As he describes his plan to a group of Covington stakeholders, they look puzzled at the idea.
And I said, gee, I guess I just became an artist.
Okay.
But...
so... it sounds like you were, are you an artist or would you rather it be some other way?
I think there ought to be another way.
The current ordinance separates the city buildings based on what they're used for. Public officials say they want form-based code, which focuses on the aesthetic of the building rather than what it's used for. Christopher Myers is the preservation and planning specialist for the City of Covington.
I think if we can get this zoning ordinance right, we're going to have a document that encourages homeowners, property owners, business owners, developers to celebrate those unique qualities as they're making changes to existing buildings or respect those characteristics and take from those characteristics as they're building new construction.
Cincinnati had a similar process in 2013 and began adopting form-based coding in four neighborhoods. The new zoning will be a guiding document for future land use and development. It will not push for either building or demolition of structures. Dan Petronio works at the Center for Great Neighborhoods and is on Covington's Stakeholders Committee.
Most people's experience with zoning codes is that it stops them from doing something and they're like, why? Why does it have to be this complicated? And the goal of this rewrite is to make it easier.
This is a citywide effort and will create changes beyond downtown. Ludwig again.
I hope it'll make it easier to actually get things accomplished and not get caught up in the little tricks and twists and things of that nature.
Public officials say they will not write the document until they hear from citizens. The city will host open design studios and a final presentation this week. You can find details on our website at WVXU.org. Before leaving the community meeting, a facilitator reminded everyone this is the first step and it will take a while until they see changes. Ambriel Crutchfield, 91.7 WVXU.